Good evening, listeners. Wagner's Playtime tonight comes to you from a head and foot mangling factory at Bill Gates. Among the artists are those three sons of fun, fresh from their triumphant palladium failure. Sellers, Seacombe, and Milligan in
The Goon Show!
Thank you, Arturo Toscanini. The solo violin part was played by Vic Oliver on the drum. Morris Winnick's Book of Party Games is now on sale, priced 2 shillings at all good chemists.
Listeners are possibly wondering what all this has to do with the great saxophone shortage in Tibet. Well, we shall see.
Yes, we shall see. As we present the collapse of the British Railway Sandwich System, or...
I Was Mrs. Dale's Chiropodist, by John Bunyan.
Or... The collapse of Mrs. Dale's saxophone system on the Tibetan Sandwich Railway, or...
A story opens in hell. The hell that drives many a normal person sane. The hell that we Londoners know as Clapham Junction Tea Buffet.
Into that den of vice stole a man. Ragged, tattered, forlorn. His appearance told us what he was. Middle-class Englishman.
With a pounding heart, he approaches the counter and speaks.
Can I have some service, miss?
There was courage for you.
Miss, did you hear?
Just a minute. Can't you see I've only got one pair of fingers?
Well, I've got a train to catch. Hey, miss. Miss, did you hear?
You want to buy a sausage roll?
No.
Well, stop banging it on the counter.
I want to complain about this sandwich. It tastes like muck.
Muck? Let's see. Of course, it's a muck sandwich.
Well, I wanted a mustard and cress one.
Capitalist. I'll get you one. Oh! Oh, here. Someone stinks all the mustard and cress out of the sandwiches.
That was the first sign of the great mustard and cress shortage, which was to cause havoc to British railways. In other stations, there were similar disappearances.
Investigations were commenced by your favorite midget, Captain Gladys Seacombe, sometimes called by the same name.
Yes, Captain Seacombe. Magdalen College, Oxford. Keyes College, Cambridge. Trinity College, Dublin. I know where they all are. To investigate the mustard and cress disappearances, I called at several station buffets.
I was with him.
The man in black. Together we approached the counter.
Yes, constable?
I'm no constable. I'm Seagoon, plain clothes man.
What are you dressed like a policeman for?
I'm in disguise.
Me too.
I can see that, yes. You're well disguised. Now, what do you want?
A mustard and cress sandwich.
Do you want bread with it?
No, I don't like luxuries.
Oh. You've had it, I'm afraid. We ain't got no mustard and cress.
How much would that be?
Well, now, let's see. Mustard and cress sandwich with no bread. No bread with no mustard and no cress. 1 and 6.
1 and 6 for nothing?
Yes.
That's very cheap. Have you a change of £100 note?
Yes.
Marry me!
You too.
Well,
Goodbye!
Come back! Ellington, This waitress, I'm suspicious of her.
Man, you're right. Her mustache has fallen off.
Yes, it is false. She isn't a woman. What's the other sex?
Man.
Man, that's it, man. You, madam, you're an imposter. You're not a woman.
You are right, Capitaine, you're right. Did I believe you? Art criminal and master of the titty-tailed junior disguise outfit. Price 2 shillings, the old good chemist.
You devil incarnate. What's your part in the mustard and craft shortage?
I play the part of Liverpool. I have destroyed every mustard and craft place in the world. Move dramatically up the counter. Strike pose. Also strike Tuesday.
Bluebottle, I arrest you in the limb of the Knoll. The limb of the Lee. I arrest you in the numb of the Lou.
May I help?
Thank you.
He arrests you in the lum of the knee.
Thank you, John Snag.
Make sure you get it right.
Now, Bluebottle, are you going to come quietly, or do I have to use earplugs?
You shall not touch me. Hands back.
Look out, Ellington. He's got a Flash Gordon cardboard ray gun. Price 2 shillings, obtainable at all good chemists.
You will not take me alive.
I'm perfectly willing to agree to that arrangement.
But what? That's a real gun.
Don't get frightened. Hide behind me.
Where are you going?
Behind you.
And now I destroy myself. Point gun to head, as done by Alan Ladd in the Red Beret. Bang it, bang it. Shoot head. Bang it, bang it. Bang it, bang it. Shoot left ear out. Bang it, bang it, bang it. Dive. And if it's left, you draw danger money.
He's escaped us. We must report this. And England must be told that British Railways mustard and crafts is no more. But first, let us hear Saxophones for Tibet by Max Gilray, price 2 shillings from all chemists.
Man crazy. Next day, a stunned nation heard the dreadful truth.
The old mustard and grass has had it, I fear. Down with Billy Cotton.
But Captain Seagoon knew of one man who might save the situation. So to this man's farm he did journey, because this man was a farmer. He was very fond of animals. In fact, he ate nothing else.
Oh! Minnie! What is it, Henry? Oh, dear, dear. The rooster's ill, Minnie. Why? He's just laid an egg. Come down and see him, Minnie.
I can't do it, Henry. I'm mending my saxophone. I think there's someone at the door, Henry.
Do you? I'll just see, Minnie.
Ah, good afternoon.
Minnie.
Yes, Henry.
You were right. There was somebody at the door.
Where is he?
Oh, you've come back.
Mr. Crumb, will you stop opening and closing the door?
What else can one do with a door?
I don't wish to know that. Now, may I come in?
As you're already lying on the couch, yes.
Now to business.
Before you start, would you please mind taking your feet off the table? That's my place.
Now to business, Mr. Crumb. You're a farmer, yes?
I grow anything.
Yes, you've got green fingers.
And green feet. I'm going moldy all over you.
Just the man the British Railways needs. Now, I...
What is that?
That's Miss Bannister.
Oh, it sounded just like a saxophone.
Lily? Yes? Don't play anymore, please. I must back this, Henry. After all, Ivy Benson can't live forever.
What do you mean she can't? She has.
Now, son, British Railways want you to grow them 6,000 acres of mustard and cress in the Amazon.
Oh, Lenny, I'm just going to the Amazon.
Lenny,
I can barely understand
what you're talking about.
I'm going to the Amazon, but take another 6 months to work out what it's all about.
Meanwhile, in that distant land which Krun and Sigun were bound for, the British ambassador went about his duties.
Hello, darling. Hello, my love. Nope, I'm sorry, Marilyn. I'm busy tonight. Oh, what? I'm going out with Jane Russell tonight, yeah. Oh, sorry. Can't help being handsome. Now then. No, I'm sorry, honey. After that, I'm going out with Betty Grable, yeah. Yeah.
Echo!
Just a minute, Major Blagnock. I'm on the phone to Marilyn Monroe. Carry on, darling. Now then, what were you saying, darling?
Have me quick, Club. We haven't got a phone.
I know we haven't.
Then what are you doing?
I'm having a good time.
You idiot.
Yeah?
In any case, Miss Monroe wouldn't be interested in you. She's married to Joe DiMaggio.
I know. I was heartbroken when I heard the news. You see, I wanted to marry Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, you poor fool.
Oh.
Joe DiMaggio is a man.
Oh. Oh, well. Well, that's different.
I hope so. Never mind all this rubbish.
Hmm?
I say, any signs of the river steamer yet?
Nope.
Oh, 35 years out here in this grass hut. 35 years and no milk or papers delivered from England. Echo.
Yep.
Do you think Gladstone's forgotten us? Oh, brandy. Oh, I'm in a shocking state. I'm not in condition anymore. Oh, poor old Bradnock.
I think the Major is mad.
Little does he know that I am perfectly sane, and that it's Eccles who is really mad.
Oh, little does he know that he is sadly mistaken in his estimation of me, as I am perfectly sane, and he, poor fellow, is off his nut.
Little does he know that if he calls me mad just once more, I shall put a bullet through his head.
That doesn't frighten me, because little does he know that I unloaded his gun, because I know he's mad. And I knew he might shoot me. That is why even now, as he points his gun at me, I'm not pinching because I'm safe.
Oakley, I'm mad. Back.
Back, no.
Ahoy there.
Ooh, here, look. There's a man just come out of that bush.
Dad, yes. He's dressed like a shepherd.
Must have been Shepherd's Bush.
Hello there. Are you the British ambassador?
I am. Gad, you're the first white woman I've seen for 30 years.
Well, there's an expedition due here in a few minutes. Coming to grow mustard and cress. In the meantime, gentlemen, be seated. Rub-a-dub-dub. Three men in a tub. There was the butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker.
played, Ellington, well played. Fred Handel's Largo never sounded so good. Now, pardon me while I retire and change into my Mr. Cron outfit. Price 2 shillings from all good chemists.
Wait, here comes Captain Seagoon with the expedition.
Dad, yes, he's a sight for sore eyes. It's a pity I haven't got a pair handy.
Ah, good day, Major Budlock.
Ah, pleased to meet you, Captain Seagoon. Welcome to, where are we?
South America.
Welcome to what you said. And to you, by gad. You must have walked all the way.
What makes you think so?
Well, you're like a midget.
There's a very good reason for that.
What?
I can't stand height.
Broken like a pygmy. And talking of pygmies, have you any brandy with you?
Crates of it.
Welcome to South America, lad.
You said that before.
I know, but this time I really mean it. Now, let's get you settled.
Yes. Ellington?
Bob?
We'll camp here for the night. But as a safety precaution, we must light large bonfires all around the camp.
What for?
Lions.
Man, if the lions want fires, let them light them themselves.
Bindi, lad. The fires are to prevent the lions entering the perimeter.
Okay, bonfire it is.
That night we slept safely in the trees as the lions warmed themselves by our fires. Then at dawn, echoes awoke.
Forgot I was in a tree?
Get up, man. Stand on your own 3 feet.
Are we ready to move off, Major?
Yes, we've got to head inland. The first danger will be crossing the dreaded river Kapatee. And that's very cold, isn't
it? Yes. There's nothing worse than a cold cup of tea.
Chestnuts roasting by an open fire. Pick up your luggage and sideways to the wind. Forward!
Hey, it's getting hot, Ellington.
Are you tired already?
Yeah. I ain't very strong, you know.
Okay, I'll take some of your load. Now, give me one of your pianos.
Okay. Thanks. Ooh. There, that's better. Thank you, Wellington.
That's okay. I'm not too heavy for you, am I?
No, I'll put you down when I'm tired.
Keep up there, you lazy devil. I say, I'm not too heavy for you, am I, Wellington?
No.
Major, I'm not too heavy for you, am I?
No.
I'm not too heavy for you, am I, Captain Seagoon?
We pause here to give listeners at home and in the street a recap of the situation. If you remember, Eccles was supporting Ellington, Bloodnock, and Seagoon on his head. Suddenly, Mr. Eccles has appeared on top of Mr. Seagoon, thus leaving all of them suspended in midair.
Listeners, write down on a piece of paper what you think will happen. Have you done that? Good. Now listen to what actually happened.
Standing down, which is standing up sideways. Price 2 shillings at all good chemists. Then, as the sun came up, it started to get light.
Ooh.
Before me lay a vast stark, arid waste.
It was me. Seagoon, this is where we start planting.
Right, Eccles?
Oh.
Where do you leave the box of mustard and cress seed?
I remember. Here we are.
Where was it?
England.
Look, there's a tribe of strange natives approaching.
What? Yes. Leave them to me. Savage natives, are they? I shall show them. Hand me the white flag. where is my Batwoman?
You mean Batman?
Those days are gone forever, lad. here she comes. Miss Plunger.
Yes, Major Bradnock, sir.
Miss Plunger, remember when we were sinking in the Atlantic and there was no room in the lifeboat? I said women and children first.
Okay.
Well, remember what you did?
Okay. Made you up as a woman.
Stand by to do the same again.
Look, I think you're nervous.
What? Say that once more.
You're a yellow-livered coward.
That's better.
I knew you'd like it.
Anyone for tennis? Oh, what am I talking about?
Here, what? Ellington's gone after them natives with his gun.
Splendid, Ellington's a dead shot.
He is now. Somebody shot him.
What? I'll not stand here and see my men slaughtered. Eccles?
Yep.
What time's the next train out of here?
No, Bladnock. You must stay here and fight.
Oh, very well. Your example has made me stay.
Splendid.
Eccles?
No.
What time's the next train out?
I heard that. Leave me shuddered with a smother kiss nod. You!
Hey, if you're running away, I'm coming too.
Ellington, are you turning yellow?
Man, does it look like it?
What?
You were shot. You're dead.
Oh, I wonder why I didn't feel well.
What about the mustard and cress plantations? I'm not waiting here all night.
Those natives are attacking.
Everyone into the wooden hut.
We haven't got a wooden hut.
What? To what, men? Right. Everybody inside. Good work, men. Now we'll... Hello?
Have you any room to live?
No. Now then. Bladnock, get outside and fight.
Fight? Oh, my back and legs. Oh, my poor legs. Ellington, you go. Ellington!
Where's Ellington?
I'm afraid Ellington's gone home, kind sir.
Ellington, take all those women's clothes off at once.
Curse, I suppose again. How did you know it was me with all my disguise on?
You made one mistake.
What was that?
Blonde wig. It was a man.
Duck, men, duck! What? There's a native at the window. Ooh. Get down. Gad, that native was clever.
Why?
He only had a spear.
Men, there's only one chance for us. The riverboat. Keep your ears open for the hooter. Ah, about time they installed it. Hello? Yes, we are in a tough spot.
Pardon?
Oh, thanks, no. We'll see through by ourselves. Yes, I know you could, but we'll make it alone this time. Thanks. Alan Ladd.
Lads, Yankees, eh? We don't need their blasted help. Hello, Alan, lad. We accept your offer. Yes. Oh, never mind, Alan. The river steamer. We're saved.
Outside, everyone. Look at those natives run. And here comes the steamer around the bend. Oh, no! It's Miss Bannister!
Alan, lad, we accept your offer, Alan. Yes, get us out of here.
That was the Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Valiant Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Scott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton. Listeners will ask what happened to the great mustard and cress shortage.
Nothing. It still exists.
If you doubt it, next time you go into a railway buffet, prize open a mustard and cress sandwich, and there you will find
nothing. Obtainable at all good chemists, price 2 shillings. Now, read on.